there is a connection between Seder Shmini and Parshas Parah, aside from the fact that coincidentally it happened to work out this year that they came together. And that is the following. It says that the death of Nadav and Avihu, later on in Seder Achrimos, are put right next to the laws of Yom Kippur. To tell me, Ma Yom Kippur Mechaper, Af Misa Tzadikim Mechaper. Just like Yom Kippur atones, so too the death of Tzadikim also causes an atonement. We find that same limud in another place, and that is by Paraduma. Lama Nishmecha Misas Miriam Le Paraduma, later on in Seder Chukas, the death of Miriam comes right after the laws of Paraduma, to tell me, just like Paraduma atones, right, and purifies the Jewish people, so too the death of Tzadikim also does. And therefore, just like we find that the death of Tzadikim, Nadav and Avihu, atones, which we learn later on from Yom Kippur, we also learn that Paraduma has a connection to the death of Tzadikim. So the fact that Paraduma, Parshas Parah, and Parshas Shmini come together have a very interesting connection between them. There's a third place, though, that we learn that the death of Tzadikim atones. The death of Aaron is mentioned in conjunction with Bigdei Kahuna, with the clothing that he wore. They were taken off and put on his son. And the Gemara learns from there that Ma Bigdei Kahuna Mechaprim, each of the Bigdei Kahuna atones for a different sin, so too the death of Tzadikim is also Mechaprim. So we have three places where we learn that the death of Tzadikim are Mechaprim. Miriam, that like the Paraduma, Nadav and Avihu, like Yom Kippur, and Aaron, like the clothing of the Kohen. We'll discuss what's the difference between them, why you need three different places or whatever. There's two other references, or three other references, to Misa Tzadikim, which doesn't seem to be that it's a great atonement, but it's a terrible tragedy. That is, says that the death of Tzadikim is as tragic as the breaking of the Luchos. And another place says that the death of Tzadikim is greater and more tragic than the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And a third source says that when the Tochachos, 98 curses that were given to the Jewish people, were finished, the Torah finishes with the following: Gam kol mako v'chol choli asher lo ksuva b'sefer HaTorah zeh. There are certain things that can't be expressed, even in words. There's a maka that is lo ksuva b'Torah. What is that? Siluk HaChachamim. That's the taking away of Tzadikim, of Talmidei Chachamim. So we find three sources that the death of Tzadikim is a terrible tragedy, like the breaking of the Luchos, like the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and like something that can't even be mentioned, a curse that is beyond words. And yet we have three sources that the death of Tzadikim is mechaper, it atones, from Aaron, from Miriam, and from Nadav and Avihu. The Kli Yakar says that these different sources all represent the different functions of a tzaddik. He says that one function of a tzaddik is to be the source of influence for gashmiyistik parnasa in this world. Gemara says, "Kol ha'olam nizom b'shvil chanida b'ni." The whole world gets its parnasa, right, because of my child, my son Chanina the tzaddik. The world is given its sustenance in the merit of tzaddikim. So the tzaddikim's sustenance comes from the tzaddik, and that is compared to paraduma. Why? Because what is the kapara paraduma? Yavo ha'aim, let the mother come and clean up, but the baby made a mess. Call the mother when the child makes a mess. So same thing, the egel was the sin, and the para is the mother of the egel. Let the para come and clean up the mess. So tzaddikim are like parents, especially like a mother that nurses the child, that gives the child its sustenance. So in that respect, the kapara of the death of a tzaddik affects the idea of parnasa, of sustenance. That's one aspect of the kapara. And dafka, it's marumas by Miriam, because Miriam was a woman. And she represented this idea of the nursing, right? The mother should come and mechaper for the child. So the same thing goes. The remez for that kind of kapara comes through a woman, through the death of Miriam. Then the second function, says the Kli Yoker of a tzaddik, is that he protects his generation. He's a protection, a shield for his generation. And that is like clothing. The big day kahuna, the clothing that a person wears is a shield for him. So therefore it's compared to big day kahuna. The kapara comes in that way, that the function of the tzaddik, of a shield. Then the tzaddik teaches his generation. He enlightens them with teaching. So therefore it's compared to breaking of the luchos. He no longer can teach them. It's like the luchos are broken. The tzaddik is also mechaper, like Yom Kippur. Okay, a day of holiness. Now here he doesn't go into great detail what that means. All the other ones are kaparas too. The Maharal explains what's the connection between the death of a tzaddik and Yom Kippur. What's the connection? So Maharal says that all sin is a result of the physical material world. If the neshama would not have come into this physical world, it would never have sinned. Sin is enabled by the physical world. So the more that you separate yourself from the physical world, the more basically you separate yourself from sin. So therefore Yom Kippur is a separation from the physical world. You don't eat, you don't drink, and so on. When a tzaddik dies, so he's removed from the physical world. And what does that do? That that focuses in on the fact that there's a spiritual side to man. On Yom Kippur, you get away from the physical and you focus in on the spiritual. When a person dies, you realize that his physical side is no longer the main thing by him, but he still exists spiritually. And when you mourn for a tzaddik who died, or anybody who died, you emphasize the fact that his neshama remains, even though his body is no longer operable. And a person believes that the neshama survives the body. And Rav Shamshon Flaher says that's the whole idea of para aduma. You take the para and you reduce its physical body to ashes, and then you mix it with living water and show that there's something after the body dies. There's that living water of the neshama that continues after it. And in that respect, is a kapara, because it focuses you in on the spiritual, world. And that's why the concept of kapara is like a paraduma. That is more of a kapara for the cloud. It's not a logical thing. It's beyond rationale, just like paraduma is beyond rationale. But since the tzaddik is the responsible for a whole generation, and they're all mixed in together with him, so his death can affect that kapara beyond rationale, just like paraduma. But it's a kapara for the tzibur. It's not for every individual. It's a more communal kind of kapara. But there's also a logical kind of kapara that the death of the tzaddik has, and that's like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, however, only is mechaper on people who do tshuva. Right? So therefore you have to be affected by the death of the tzaddik and do tshuva. Now what is that tshuva? Right? That person realizes that the tzaddik is no longer here, and the milas that the tzaddik have are gone, and a person feels the need to try to reprieve them and emulate the tzaddik, so he'll be able to hold on to some of the things that the tzaddik brought into the world. Right? When you realize that the tzaddik, when he leaves a place, surely when he dies, takes away its hod and hodor and ziv, the light of learning, and the midos tovos that he taught people, and the mitzvahs that he taught people, so you recognize the fact that they're missing, and you have this desire to bring them back, and you do tshuva, and you bring them back. And you also recognize the fact that the tzaddik now is more spiritual, right? He left the physical world as a spiritual world, and spirituality is the ikkar of this world. All these things bring a person to tshuva, and therefore it's a kapara. Also, even in the skula, even in the super rational, from para aduma only helps if you're not mesiach das from it. If you don't have Hesech Hadas. Hesech Hadas means you don't treat it frivolously. You take it seriously. So even that kapara, that doesn't necessarily need tshuva, but it needs it, you shouldn't have Hesech Hadas. Also, even Yom Kippur is not mechaper if you're mezalzel. If you kick, you deal with it capriciously. So you have to not be mevayit in the tzaddik. You have to appreciate the tzaddik in order for his death to make a kapara. Based on that, I saw two interesting things. One is, there's a Gemara that says that when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Rebbe, died, a bas call resounded that everybody who was at his funeral has a share in the world to come. Is muftach lo shuben olam haba. It was mechaper on them, whoever was there had a full kapara. So Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Spector says a beautiful vort. He says like this. He says, normally, the death of a tzaddik only is effective, like we said, if you do tshuva. It's like Yom Kippur. If you do tshuva, then it helps. If you don't do tshuva, not. But there's a shita, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Rebbe, holds that Yom Kippur helps even without tshuva. We don't hold like that. We hold that Yom Kippur only atones if you do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, it doesn't help. But Rebbe held that Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva. Therefore, since the death of tzaddikim is like Yom Kippur, so normally we would hold that you have to do tshuva to get that kapara. But Rebbe, according to his opinion, held that you didn't have to do tshuva to get the kapara of Yom Kippur. Therefore, when he died, in Shamayim, they honored his opinion, and they said, since Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur does not need tshuva to atone, right, so and the death of tzaddikim is like Yom Kippur, so everybody at his funeral is going to get kapara even without tshuva, because according to his shita, you don't need tshuva on Yom Kippur. It's one thing. Second thing I saw is that the Chassam Sofer says that why is the death of Miriam compared to Paraduma, and the death of Nadav and Avihu to Yom Kippur? As we said, that Yom Kippur is an idea of tshuva, and it helps for every individual. Whoever is aroused by the death of the tzaddik and does tshuva gets atoned for. On the other hand, paraduma is something beyond rationality, even we don't do tshuva. And it's not a kapara for each individual. It's a kapara for the communal kapara, right? Which doesn't need tshuva by each individual. It's more of a communal thing. Says by Miriam, when she died, they did not eulogize her properly. So obviously people were not aroused to do tshuva at the death of Miriam. So Miriam's death only atoned like the paraduma. Beyond rationale for the tzibor, even without tshuva, because they didn't, eulogize her properly. Now Shenkin, when Nadav and Avihu died, it was made a big, impression on the Jewish people. They all cried for them, and masted them, and therefore their mises compared to Yom Kippur, which affected tshuva, and the mele was a kapara for each individual. So says the Chassam Sofer. There's another idea that they say, and I'm going to put all these together. I think the Hemek Dover says that we learn from Miriam that there are tzaddikim who are not necessarily that great themselves. But their greatness is that they affect other people. Right? Like a woman. A woman doesn't have her own mitzvahs, she's missing a lot of mitzvahs, and she doesn't have the mitzvah Talmud Torah. But the role of a woman is a more supportive role. She causes other people to learn Torah. She causes other people to keep mitzvahs. She's the Azer. Even a tzaddik like that, like a woman, like Miriam, whose main tzidkus is in what she affects in other people, not in herself, also her misa is also mechaper. And it's like paraduma, because the paraduma is not really kodesh itself. It's not a korban. You bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash. What does it do? It makes people tahar so they can bring karbanos. But it's not a korban itself. That's similar to the woman who is able to, what's it called, make other people learn, like other people do, men, right, even though she herself doesn't have it. So it's very similar to the kapara of the para aduma, right, and the misa of Miriam go together. And he says that there are even tzaddikim that died because of their sins. Could also be tzaddikim that atoned. You would think if they died because of their sins, so they're not such big tzaddikim. No. Ain't Adam tzaddik bar, says Yasko, all tzaddikim had some sins. And sometimes, because of their great level, the sin even leads to their death. Like Nadav and Avihu. But they were tzaddikim. They were great tzaddikim. Except on their level, the sin was something that led to their death. And because of that came a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. It was only because they were so great that the sin was considered so great and they had to lose their lives for it. And the effect that it made on the Jewish people. So even tzaddikim like that, right, are mechaper. They also atone. That the Alshich says. And the Iyun Yaakov adds, what's the big day kahuna? That even sins between man and man, you would think that the Misa of a Tzaddik is mechaper on sins between man and God. But we know that the big day kahuna, the clothing of the Kohen, were mechaper on some sins between man and man. Murder and Ivus Hadin, on distorting justice. So too, the death of a tzaddik also affects even sins between man and man. I was thinking of a different idea. Why you need all these different ideas and how they fit together. And that's the following. That from Miriam we learn that a tzaddik who died a natural death, and not because she sinned. There was no specific sin that Miriam had. She completed her life and she died. So I would think that maybe only a tzaddik like that is mechaper. That person died a natural death, no sin, so that kind of tzaddik can be mechaper. So therefore we need Nadav and Avihu. Or let's say Aaron. Aaron also died a natural death, but he had a sin. He died a natural death because of his sin. Right? The sin of Mei Meriva. So now we have a tzaddik who died a natural death, but with a sin. Even that niece of a tzaddik is mechaper. Then we have Nadav and Avihu, who died a unnatural death. They were killed. And they also had a sin. And still, their death is also mechaper. So we have three different sources. And you would think maybe each one, even, I only know that they were killed, so their death is mechaper on them, maybe their niece is mechaper. If somebody dies a natural death, maybe not. So you need all three. You need to be told that a person who's sinless, who dies a natural death, is mechaper. A person who has a sin, who dies a natural death, is also mechaper. And a tzaddik who's killed because of a sin is also mechaper. Okay, now, what are the connections? So it could be like this, that the one who dies without any sins, a natural death, their death is mechaper on such a high level that it's beyond rationale. You don't need tshuva, like we said. It's something that affects the whole community. It's beyond rationale. Just like the person themselves, their death is beyond rationale. Right? Because they didn't have a sin. But it's just an idea. Since there's an idea of death in the world, they had to die. Right? So because of the chait of somebody else, the chait of Adam Arishon. So therefore the paraduma is similar to that. The paraduma takes away the effect of death that's a natural cause in the world. So the same way that paradum is metahir from death, so too the misa of a tzaddik who died without sin, a natural death, is also mechaper. Then there's the idea of tshuva that is like big day kahuna. What's the big day kahuna? The idea? It's the chitzonius. The tzaddik is missing, or just like the clothing. The clothing is the external thing that makes you see the milas of the person. It expresses the essence of the person externally. So therefore, when the tzaddik dies, his milas are missing. So just like Big Day Kahuna bring a person to an arousal of various ideas, so too the death of a tzaddik brings you to the arousal of various ideas. A tzaddik who had sins, and he died because of his sins, like Aaron HaKohen, right? You realize, first of all, what the tzaddik represented, what his sin was, and you can be aroused from both of them, not to repeat his sin and not to what, and to emulate his good points. So that is what's called like a big day kahuna. Then there's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is where there's sin, right, and something unnatural, not eating, not drinking, being almost like killing yourself for one day, right, in kapara for those sins. So the tzaddik who's killed because of his sins, Nodav Raviyu, is compared to the kapara of Yom Kippur, which needs extra tshuva, and it's because you're nesor because of the death, the kiddush Hashem that comes from the fact that the Rabbanus is medaktik in tzaddikah, and the whole idea of dikduk hadin and justice and judgment is all wrapped up with Yom Kippur. So the Yom Kippur kapara fits the tzaddik who's killed because of his sins. The big day kahuna kapara fits the tzaddik who dies because of his sins, and the paraduma factor fits with the tzaddik who doesn't die because of sin at all, right, who dies a natural death without any specific sin. And then we have the other ideas which don't contradict that. How does this kapara help? We said because of the shock, because you realize that something's missing. That's the same idea of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. Why did God destroy the Beis HaMikdash? That we should realize that something's missing, and we should want it again. The same thing with the Luchos. When the Luchos were broken, it enabled us to get them back, because we realized the shock of it. So the shock of the tzaddik dying, like the Shviras HaLuchos, like the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and the desire to get it back, and what you're missing, and what was there, and what's no longer there, all of that helps to make the kapara. And therefore, the kapara is unique to every specific tzaddik. Every tzaddik represents something else, and every tzaddik fits his generation. And therefore it says that the tzaddik is mechaper, Rashi says, the tzaddik is mechaper al oso hador, on that generation. Of course on that generation, was mechaper on a different generation. And what it means is that nisa of the tzaddik is specifically for that generation. His sin, or what he represented, fits the generation. And the generation learns specifically what it needs from him. And therefore, it's a makkah that can't be written down, because it can't be put into words, because it changes. It changes according to the generation. What the kapara of the tzaddik is, fits the type of tzaddik, fits the generation, and fits the needs of that generation. That the generation have to contemplate what their specific connection to this tzaddik was, and now his not being there affects them in a certain way, so it can't be written down. It's something that changes. It's fluid. It changes according to the situation, according to every generation, according to every different kind of tzaddik and every different kind of situation. Again, like we said, there are certain kinds of tzaddikim that affect one kind of kapara, and a tzaddik that dies a different way, a different kind of kapara, and in one generation the tzaddik is needed for this kind of kapara, and a different generation completely different, and what you learn from that tzaddik depends on what the needs of the generation are. So it's something that can't be quantified in words. It's something that changes according to the situation, therefore it can't be recorded in words. It's a makkah that's unverbalized. Another aspect, they say, that why the Misa of Tzaddikim is like Paraduma, because Paraduma has this, contrast, this conflict in it. It's Metahir Tmeim, it makes people who are Tameh Tahar, and yet makes people Tahar Tameh. We find that the physical body of the Tzaddik is Metameh, whereas the neshama of the tzaddik that leaves the world is mechaper, it's atonement. Similar, it's like the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the breaking of the luchos, it's a makkah, yet it's an atonement. So the two things go together, just like by Paraduma. Another thing they say is that for people who don't need that atonement, then the loss of a tzaddik is a great loss, because they lose their connection and the influence of that tzaddik gave. But for people who need the kapara, the loss of the tzaddik is a kapara. It's a positive thing for them. So for some people, the loss of the tzaddik is totally negative, and for some people, the loss of the tzaddik is a positive thing. So just like Paraduma. Okay. So we have a good idea now of the various connections between the loss of tzaddikim, the death of tzaddikim, and the atonement that it affects. Some of the atonements are beyond rationale. Some of them need our some of them need the people have to think and be involved and do tshuva and recognize and what's missing. In recent weeks, we've had all these nisus tzaddikim. We had tzaddikim who were killed, right? Yeshiva bachrim who were killed in Merkez Harav. We've had people who were basically involved in the Mezakeh the Rabbim, a great dunner from England, big Baal Tzedakah, who was nifter suddenly at 40. And other tzaddikim, Eli Teitelbaum, I don't know if anybody here knew him, who's a famous American. He ran Camp Tzedei Chemed here in Eretz Israel. He was a Malamed, a very choshev of Malamed, Yeshivas Torah Zemes for many, many years. So many, many tzaddikim that died that fit all of these things. The support tzaddik and the tzaddik himself and the tzaddik who's killed. And it's important to be able to relate to them in a positive way, to be able to get the kapara, the atonement that comes from nisus tzaddikim. But ultimately, if we learn that lesson, and we have all these kaparas, the kapara of bigdei kohuna, like the tzaddik is mechaper like bigdei kohuna, and the tzaddik is mechaper like Yom Kippur, and like Parah Aduma, then ultimately we won't need this kind of kapara, but the Rabbanu Shem will take away all this tumma and all the nisa, and won't need nisa to be mechaper, but Mocha Hashem Dima Me'al Koponim, and the kapara will come in an eternal way. B'viyas Kol Tzedek. That's on last week's Sedra. Any questions on that? Now we'll go on to something else.